as Dave Nelson comes on to score. That'll make it 4-1. Dick Bosman will hit. Bos is hitting 0-9-3. He has one double. Seven hits, 75 at-bats. He has three RBIs. Hunter at second. Ragland at first. Beckett sets and throws. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Bos chokes up on the bat. All at one to Rich Bosman. They can help his own cause here by keeping away from the double play. And the pitch inside at the belt. One ball, one strike, one out. Hunter at second, Ragland at first. Senators have some good speed on the bases. The pitch, a strike called, 1-2. Tackett does a little landscaping on the mound. One ball, two strikes to Bosman. The lefty throws. Curveball, hit to the shortstop, Baker. To Clark for one, relay to first, double play. Nets number 156. 20 Yankees. 6-4-3. Senators get one run. They had one hit. The Yankees committed two errors. The Senators leave one man on. And after two, it's the Yankees 4, the Senators 1.
Hi, Ron Weber here, and I'm here on the WWDC stations Monday through Friday with sports news from 6:30 to 9:05 in the a.m. Getting up at 4:45 is tough to take. Hope I'm not tough to take along with your morning eggs and coffee. By afternoon, my nap time, Tony Roberts takes over with sports at 5 o'clock and in the program 30 till 6. And of course, Tony joins Ron Menchine for the play-by-play of all 162 Washington Senator baseball games going through the end of September. Don't forget our pregame shows, Johnny Holliday's On Deck and the Ted Williams Show with Shelby Whitfield. Then there's ABC Weekend Sports on every 2 hours, Saturday and Sunday afternoons and evenings. There's Ed Ingles and the worldwide facilities of UPI Sports. And late-breaking sports stories reported on WWDC Now News. If you're getting the feeling we're the sportiest station in town, I've made my point.
Top of the third inning, Rusty Curry, Roy White, and John Ellis for the New York Yankees. And a standing ovation here at RFK Stadium. Yankees on top. Curry's hit a home run over the right field fence into the corner. His second of the year, his third RBI. Breaking ball strike on one. Yankees with four runs, four hits, and a pair of errors. Senators one run, two hits, and no errors. The 0-1 pitch is low and inside. 1-1. Bullpen catcher George Sisse just got the remnants of a sign from the upper deck. Foul on the first base side. 1-2 to Rusty Torrey. Dave Nelson, Toby Harrah, Tommy Ragland, and Frank Howard, third to first. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Line drive to right field, a base hit. Picked up by Dillon. Burries is now 2-for-2, and that's base hit number 5 for the New York Yankees. So Torres rifles a single in the right. Nobody out, and that's going to bring up Roy White. White sliced a double down the left field line the first time up. His 22nd two-bagger of the year, and came on to score on a single by John Ellis. Denny McClain, number 17, warming up in the Senator bullpen. The pitch is outside, and it's a ball, 1-0. Senators have beaten Cleveland, 11 out of 18. The Yankees, 11 out of 17. And the pitch, a strike on the outside corner. One ball and one strike to Roy White. John Ellis, the first baseman, in the on-deck circle off to the left. Elliot Maddox shaded over toward right center. Fires at the belt and the pitch. Outside again, and it's ball two. First two innings have been rough for Bosman. Yankees have 5 hits now. 2 homers, a double, and a pair of singles. And with the exception of the 2 base hit by Roy White, who stands in right now, all the other hits were well tagged. The 2-1, check swing, high ball 3. Dick Bosman struggling here in the Yankee third. The Bronx Bombers have gone out in front 4-1, getting 2 in the first and 2 in the second. Bosman running, runner going down. The pitch is strike, the foot on the second, they've got him, he's out. Torres out stealing. Rich Billings, the shortstop, Toby Harrow. The pitch to Roy White was called a strike, and the count is called 3-2. So it's one away, nobody out. Full count to Roy White. The pitch is too low, and it's ball 4. And that is based on balls number 2 given up by Bosman. So again, we have a runner at first, and now John Ellis, the first baseman for the Yankees, stands in. Ellis, a right-handed hitter. Roy White has stolen 14 bases in 20 attempts. One out, White at first. Bosman sets. And throws. Too low, and it's a ball. 1-0. Denny McClain still throwing in the Senator bullpen. Bosman wants a new baseball. And plate umpire Jim Odom obliges. Bosman in trouble. Nods, sets, checks the runner, and throws. Inside, it may have hit him. I believe it did hit him. Johnny Ellis trotting down to first base. Might have nicked him in the elbow. Pitch was high and inside at the letters. And the Yankees now have runners at first and second. With one out. And if Torres had not been caught stealing, the bases would be loaded. The batter is Thurman Munson, who became the first strikeout victim for Dick Bosman to end the first inning after the Yankees had scored twice after 2 out. Runners at first and second. One away. Senators need 2. Swing and a miss. Strike 1. The umpire at first, Jake O'Donnell, and the umpire at third, Lou DeMuro, will work the playoffs between Baltimore and Oakland. And you'll hear those playoffs on the Senators' flagship station, WWDC AM and FM. 5 sets and throws. Curveball cut out and fouled off. headed for the upper deck where it becomes a souvenir. No balls and two strikes to Thurman Munson. So Bosman out in front on the count. Outfield straight away. Infield a double play depth. Bias trying to work out of a jam for the third consecutive inning. Taking plenty of time on the mound. Munson waves the bat across the plate. Now decides that right foot is not planted properly. He's ready. So is Bosman. And here comes the 0-2 pitch. Sidearm curve. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Munson tried to hold up. Check the swing, but he couldn't. And he goes down swinging for the second time. That's strikeout number three for Dick Bosman. So that leaves it up to Ron Hanson, the Yankee third sacker, who went down swinging to start the second. Roy White's at second, Johnny Ellis at first. They extend their leads now. Rich Billings gives the sign. Dick Bosman's ready. And the first pitch to Ron Hanson. Curveball. Hit to left center field. Maddox going back toward the warning track. He's there and makes the catch in front of the Senator bullpen. Hanson gave it a pretty good ride to the right of the 381 mark. But a long fly ball out. No runs, one hit, no errors, and a pair left. But after two and a half, but still the Yankees four, the Senators one.
Here's good news from a great double play combination. It's made with fiberglass belts, and it's the exact tire that comes on many new 71 cars. You'll be amazed at the terrific mileage and superior handling these tires will give you. For a great combination, buy B.F. Goodrich at Market Tires. All stores open daily till 9. There's one near you. That's B.F. Goodrich and Market Tires.
For the Senators, in the bottom of the third, the top of the order, Elliot Maddox, Toby Herron, Frank Howard. Yankees with four runs, five hits, a pair of errors. Senators one run, two hits, and no errors. Maddox thrown out for the shortstop. Frank Baker, the first time up. The pitch, a strike. 0-1. Pickett with a high curveball had us 1-1. Philadelphia out in front of Pittsburgh, 1-0. That's after two at Philadelphia. No score, Cincinnati, Atlanta after one at Atlanta. The 1-1, let up, hit deep to center. Mercer going back, and he's got room. He's there and makes the catch. Maddox reaching out for the pitch. One away. Here's Toby Harris, came up with the first hit of the night for the Senators. A ground ball that eluded Ron Hanson at third. Frank Baker went to the hole to make the play, but couldn't get enough on the throw, and Toby beat it out. So Toby Harris stands in. And Tickets throws the fastball to strike in the outside corner at the plate. No balls, one strike to Toby. Frank Howard's on deck and swinging a fly ball, right side, foul territory. Johnny Ellis toward the stands and makes the play, two away. Toby Harrow fouls out. And the hand is for the big guy, Frank Howard. Got a standing ovation the first time up, and he'll get one again. The fans stand here at RFK and cheer the big guy out. He drew a base on balls in the first inning. The pitch by Kekich. Get high in the air. Who wants it? Baker, the shortstop, coming toward the mound, waiting for the ball to come down and makes the play. and net the Cars aside. 3-up, 3-down inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We've played three here at RFK. The Yankees 4, the Senators 1.
Hi, this is Shelby Whitfield. Sports fans will want to join me Saturday evenings from 6 to 7 here on WWDC for Sports Roundtable. It's an hour of frank discussion about all sports, with three sports writers and a special guest appearing each week. Most of the guests have strong opinions. Bob Addy did when he commented about Bowie Kuhn's fine against the Cleveland Indians for their incentive contracts.
Well, they ought to fine the owner, Alvin Dodd, all of them. They're a cheap ball club. Let's face it, he could do nothing else. What else is he going to do? This is the rule. Bobby Foster over here, I mean, he has to go by the rule. Somebody says a rule, you got to put up a forfeit or whatever it is to fight. This is the simplest thing in the world to make you look like a great man. All you're doing is following the rules that they themselves have laid down. This is no big deal.
Don't you miss Sports Roundtable, a one-hour sports talk show, Saturday nights from 6 to 7 on WWDC AM and FM.
Leading it off, fourth, it'll be Frank Baker, followed by Mike Kekich, and then the top of the order, Bobby Mercer. Baker walked and scored. Came home on Bobby Mercer's home run. The pitch on the way. First pitch hit to Tom Ragland at second. Throw to first, and it's one down. Baker's out. Pulling up the Yankee pitcher, Mike Kekich. Came in between Maddox and Unser. They both watched it sail over the fence. Bobby's 25th homer, and he picked up a pair of RBIs. Baker happened to be on base at the time. He now has 94. A bouncer between first and second. Howard over. Shovels the ball to Bosman, and they get Bobby Mercer by a step. 3-1 on the play, 3-up, 3-down. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. After 3.5, Yankees 4, Senators 1.
If you go to Europe this summer, don't agree to bring back a little stash for your friends. They may have to wait a long time for it.
We had some hash, and five narcotics agents came in and swinging guns around and hollering at everybody and telling everybody not to move or they'd shoot them.
How long did they keep you?
We were held for about 3 days, give or take a few hours.
What was it like?
Being dragged around and shoved around up against the wall and, you know, for no reason at all. We hadn't hurt anybody or done anything to anyone.
A lot of people think drugs are free and easy in other countries. More than 500 young Americans just like you know how it really is. They're counting the days in jails all over the world, wishing they'd gotten high on sightseeing. If you get out of the country this year, don't buy, don't sell. Come back on time.
In the Senator half of the fourth, Rich Billings, Jeff Burrows, and Davey Nelson. Billings hit into a 5-4-3 double play. One of two pulled off by the Yankees in this game. They had three last night. So here's Billings. Came into the game hitting .241. Kekich ready. The first pitch on the way. Let up curve, too low. Ball one. White Sox beat Milwaukee this afternoon, 2-1. California shaded Minnesota, 3-2. They've got a pair of big ones in the National League tonight. Fastball cut on, hit in the hole, left field, a base hit. And Billings comes up with a leadoff single. Between Ron Hansen and Frank Baker, it's picked up by Roy White and thrown into Horace Clark. Base hit number 3 off Mike Kekich. A slow, tantalizing roller. Hansen going to his left, Baker to his right. Neither one could flag it down. And that'll bring up Jeff Burrows. Burrow's average has dropped to 232. He's in a slump. He popped it short the first time up. Takes a strike, and it's 0-1. Yankees lead it 4-1. We're in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch by Kekich, and it's high, 1-1. Burrows will be followed by third baseman Dave Nelson, and then right fielder Del Unser. Kekich sets, then steps off the rubber, grabs the rosin bag. Ellis on the bag at first, holding Billings close. The rest of the Yankee infield at double play depth. The pitch on the way. Hit deep to left. Going, going, going. It is caught at the wall. It died at the wall. Burrows gave it a good ride. But Roy White went back to the wall and made the catch. And that gave our engineer fits. He's got Burrows as the senator to hit the last home run. We tried, Tommy. We tried. Burrows gave it a shot, didn't get under it enough, and White, Roy White, with his back to the fence, made the play, and it's one away. Here's Dave Nelson, who singled to left the first time up, bluffs the bunt, runs up on the ball, it's taken for a ball. Ron Hanson comes in from third. Now Jim Odom, the plate umpire, wants to look at the baseball. Jim said he spent 6 years as an umpire in the various leagues in Texas. Said it gets mighty hot around the Dallas area, but it's not as bad as when you play around Houston before the Astrodome. Swing, fly ball on the right field line. Stay fair. It's a foul ball. Foul by about a foot and a half. Bounced into the stands. One ball and one strike. Nelson has 11 two-base hits. David liked to get that average up right around 280. Came into the game hitting 277. Oil station break, get it to you when we can. The pitch to Davey, takes it. Two balls and one strike. Fans would like to see some action. Yankees have provided the long ball, a pair of homers, and a 4-1 lead. Kekich sets and throws. Popped up behind the plate. Munson off with a mask, comes back toward the screen and cannot get it. It lands in the first row. 2-2 the count to Dave Nelson. Let's pause here for station identification. This is the Washington Senators Baseball Network.
WWDC, AM and FM, Washington. Where'd you get it? At Jack Amatucci Chevy City, where the action is on everything from Vegas to vets. Jack Amatucci Chevrolet, Vera's Mill Road and Georgia Avenue in Wheaton.
The 2-2 on the way. Strike three call. Fastball on the inside corner at the knees. Nelson doing a little jawing with plate umpire Jim Odom. So Nelson, a strikeout victim. And that's the first one for Mike Kekich. Now it's up to Del Unser. Billings still at first base. He led off with a single. Burrows hit one to the fence and left. Nelson called out on strikes, and Del Unser stands in. Smashed one at the shortstop and reached first on an error by Frank Baker. The pitch is outside of ball. It's 1-0 to Dell. Bottom of the fourth. Senators have been outscored 4-1, out hit 5-3. Kekich sets and throws. High fly foul left side. And in the stand. Another souvenir. The fans in the upper deck have had a lot of fun carrying up paper and turning it into confetti. Kekich Check, it's ready. And the 1-1. Quick call, 1-2. Hanson now moves back a couple of steps at third base. One ball, two strikes. Fidel answered. Senators trail 4-1. Bottom of the fourth. Billings leads at first. Peckett's sidearm pitch. Outside. Dell was about to offer. Check his swing. And it's two balls and two strikes. On deck, second baseman Tom Ragland. The 2-2 pitch. Hit down the left field line. It'll curve foul and land in the seats. Dell gave it a good ride. And a gentleman made a fine catch. Two outs. Billings comes back to first base. We are having Western Union ticker trouble tonight. The 2-2 pitch, let up, hit into right field. No trouble for Rusty Torres. In short right, makes the catch, and that retires the side. No runs. A leadoff single wasted. One hit. No errors and a man left. After four, Yankees 4, Senators 1.
Say, don't just believe it when they say Schaefer has flavor that never fades. Have a couple of tall, frosty, cold glasses and see for yourself. You'll find that first cold Schaefer tastes great, but it's the second glass and the third that'll really make you a believer. They'll show you how Schaefer stays consistently bright and rewarding glass after glass. And that's when you'll want to switch to Schaefer, because Schaefer is the one beer to have.
Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
The Yankees will send up second baseman Horace Clark, right fielder Rusty Torres, and left fielder Roy White to face Dick Bosman. For the first time in the game, in the fourth inning, Boz set the Yankees down 1-2-3. Dick was having some control problems in the first three innings. Clark twice bounced out to second baseman Tom Ragland. And a pitch, a strike, 0-1. No balls, one strike. Bosman delivers. A bounder passed him on. Rags in the second hop. Throw to first to Howard. Good stretch, and he's out. Clark retired, 4-3 on the play. For the third time tonight, Tom Ragland makes the play on Horace Clark. Here's Rusty Torres. Came into the game hitting .364. Homered the first time up. Single to right. In inning number three. So he's now 2-for-2. Hitting from the left side. He now has 10 hits in 24 at-bats. The pitcher strike call on 1. One out, nobody on. Yankees 4-5-2, Senators 1-3-0. And the pitch, inside, dances away, 1-1. Maddox over toward right center. Roy White, the on-deck hitter. Bosman has now retired 6 in a row. The pitch is low and outside of ball, 2-1 to Rusty Torres. Frank Howard, standing in the outfield grass, now moves in a step or two at first base. Raglan deep at second. And the 2-1. Smashed. Foul. Pass Frank Howard down the line. Two balls, two strikes. One out. The Yankee fifth. Yanks are one game above 500. They've won 81 and dropped 80. And the 2-2 is inside at the knees. Full count, three balls, two strikes. Yankees will wind up in fourth place. Baltimore the champions. Tigers second. Red Sox third. Yanks fourth. Senators will be fifth. And the Indians last. Bosman's full count delivery. Curve. Pop back. Over our heads, and somebody made the catch. The ball never came back down. Three and two. The Rusty Tories. Bosman's ready. The pitch on the way. High in the air behind the plate. Billings back. He's got a play and makes it. Fine play by Billings. As Torres fouls out to the Senator catcher, two away. Now there's Roy White. Double to left, scored in the first. Johnny Ellis a single, and walked into third. Yankee outfield could be very potent next year. Torres, Mercer, White. With two away, the pitch hit deep to right. Way back, answer to the fence. It is gone. Another home run. White really put the wood to that pitch. That's the 29th home run ball served up by Bosman this year. And the third of this game. And the Yankees lead it 5-1. Torrey's homer. Mercer's homer. Roy White is homer. Of the six hits given up by Bosman, four have been for extra bases. Three homers and a double. The pitch to Johnny Ellis. One strike. All in one to the Yankee first baseman. Five delivers. Outside a ball. One ball, one strike. Bosman had retired seven in a row. And then White teed off. Sent the ball over the right field fence. A bouncer between third and short. Nelson dives for it. Toby Harrah can't flag it down. Finally picked up by Jeff Burrows in left field. And thrown into Tom Raglan. And Johnny Ellis has his second hit of the night. He's been up three times and on all three. Pair of singles, and he was hit by a pitch. Base hit number seven off Dick Bosman. That'll bring up the catch of Thurman Munson. Up twice, and twice a strikeout victim. Yankees now have five runs and seven hits. Breaking ball low and outside. And it's 1-0. And Dennis Dale McLean is up and throwing again in the Senator bullpen in left center. Now McLean has been replaced by, it looks like Pena from here. The pitcher ball, it's 1-1. And it is Horacio Pena. One ball, one strike. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Yankees again with a four-run lead. 5-1. Five sets and the pitch. Fastball too low. Two balls and a strike. How's the cake, Ron?
Delicious, Tony. Mike Doan, one of the supervisors of ushers here, had his wife bake just a fantastic chocolate cake for us, and we really appreciate it.
You sure do, Ron.
The 2-1 popped up behind the plate. Billings coming back. No play.
Two balls, two strikes. I have to say this, Ron, for the folks here at RFK, they've got some pretty good bakers in our midst during the season.
I'll guarantee you that's true.
Two balls, two strikes to Munson. Ellis over at first base. Very short lead. He's tried to steal one base and he's been nabbed. Takes two steps away from the bag. Howard close at first. Bosman at the belt. Checks the runner. The 2-2. It passed him on into center field. Another base hit. John Ellis will stop at second as Maddox picks the ball up. Gets it back into Toby Herrera. A hit up the middle. That's the third straight hit after two out. Base hit number 8 for the Yankees. And that will bring up third baseman Ron Hanson. Ron has gone down swinging and fly to center.
Larry Crabb, center of the press box.
Two outs, two on, a run home. Bosman at the belt. Checks the runners. Sidearm inside at the letters. And Hanson has to back off the plate. Ball one. Pena continues to throw in the Senator bullpen. With the bottom of the order coming up, we'll get a pinch hitter for Dick Bosman, more than likely. Check swing, the pitch is low and outside, and it's ball two to Ron Hanson. Yankees have scored 5 times. 4 of those 5 runs, the result of homers. Solo shots by Torres, White, and a 2-run homer by Bobby Mercer. Ground ball to third. Nelson goes to second for the force, and that retires a side. They get a run. 3 hits. No errors. And a pair left. But after 4.5, Yankees 5, Senators 1.
Viral carcinogenesis. Avian leukemogenesis. Oncogenic adenovirus types 12 and 18. Do these mean anything to you? They could. They're part of what's happening in cancer research to see if human cancer is caused by viruses. If so, it may be possible to develop vaccines to prevent some types of cancer. You can do something about cancer. You can learn the 7 warning signals and see your doctor once a year for a checkup. Early detection could save your life. For more knowledge, contact your American Cancer Society.
We're moving to the bottom of the 5th. It'll be Tom Ragland to lead it off. The Senators have their work cut out for them, but I'm going to put the man in the batter's box who can do the job for us, along with Rags. The broadcast buddy, Ron Manchin. Go get him.
Thank you very much, Tony, and hi again, everybody. A big crowd on hand for the final ball game of the Washington Senators in the nation's capital. Hopefully, there'll be a club here real soon. We don't know when. All we can do is hope. Pitches in for the strike to Tom Ragland, who in this ball game reached on an error by shortstop Frank Baker, his only time up. Mike Kekich, the left-hander, gunning for his 11th win on the mound, goes the rosin bag. It all began in the American League back in 1901. The Senators finished 5th that year. The one-strike pitch, high and inside, it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Bill Carrick was the first Washington Senators pitcher to register a victory in American League history. Beat the Philadelphia A's. Curve is inside, ball two. 2-1 to Tom Raglan. What great players have worn Senator uniforms? The immortal Walter Johnson. The 2-1 pitch on the way, swung on a miss, strike two. Muddy Rule was the big train's battery mate. Senator first baseman, well, we've had many good ones. Mickey Vernon and Joe Judge in particular. The 2-2 pitch to Raglan. There's a little looper into short center field. Racing into the ball, Bobby Mercer falls in front of him for the base hit. And Tommy Raglan leads off the last of the fifth inning with a bloop single to center field. And now Paul Casanova will pinch hit for Dick Bosman. Cassie gets a big hand from the crowd here as he makes his final appearance as a Washington Senator. Cassie's batting average, .203. He has 5 homers, 9 doubles, a triple, and 26 runs batted in. The Senators trail 5-1. The Yankees have 5 runs on 8 hits. The Senators 1-4. The pitch is inside, ball 1. When you speak of Senator second baseman, the name of Bucky Harris comes to mind. The boy manager who led the Senators to their only world championship in history. The year, 1924. Shortstops, well, Roger Peckinpah was a good one. Joe Cronin, perhaps even more famous. Pitches inside, ball two to Cassie. 2 balls and no strikes. And the outfield. Sam Rice. Goose Goslin. Both members of the Hall of Fame. And Frank Howard, who has given the fans here so many thrills the last 7 years. The pitch is high, ball 3, 3-0. Casanova pinch hitting for Dick Bosman. Tom Raglan at first, as a result of a single to center field. Rags takes his lead, Kekich watches him, the 3-0 to Cassie. Curve is high, ball 4, Senators at first and second with nobody out. That's the second walk issued by Mike Kekich in the game tonight. When you look around and see this vast crowd, there's no doubt in my mind that Washington is a great sports town. Here's Elliot Maddox. Maddox is grounded out short to first and fly to center. The pitch is in for a strike. Washington has won only 3 pennants in the American League, 1924, 1925, and 1933. They haven't been in the first division since 1946, and yet the fans over the years have come out supporting a ball club that many times was last in the American League. The 1 strike pitch, a curve is grounded foul down the third base side. 2 strikes on Elliot Maddox. Bill Shannon, who works in the public relations department of Madison Square Garden, and a good friend of former Senator broadcaster Bob Wolfs, is in attendance tonight. He feels very badly about the nation's capital losing its baseball team. The 2-strike pitch.